A month-long tournament has just kicked off to see who can take the most lionfish out of Northeast Florida waters. State wildlife officials are promoting similar tournaments around the state to thin out the invasive species numbers. WJCT's Peter Hayden met up with divers last week at Jacksonville's Mudville Grill as they signed up to prey on the spiny predator.
To get a lionfish, do you have to think like a lionfish?
No, they're unfortunately so invasive, you don't have to think like anything.
Benjamin Messanese lives in Atlantic Beach.
They're all over the place. They're not skittish. They're not scared. They sit still. They're right there in front of you.
That's where the Hawaiian sling comes in.
It's a spear.
It looks more like Neptune's trident, with 5 razor-sharp barbs instead of 3 and a big rubber band on the other end. Jacksonville's Joe Kissel says for this crowd, it's the weapon of choice.
Real easy. It's got a rubber band on it. You pull it back, get close to the lionfish, let go, and it's a done deal.
When we bring them in, we want these fish 100% safe.
Northeast Florida Lionfish Blast organizer Donnie Trouthwine lays down the rules. He hopes the tournament can pull 3,000 lionfish out of the Northeast Florida ecosystem. The pest is native to the South Pacific. It first showed up in the waters off Miami in 1985. And multiplied.
They eat voraciously. They reproduce, like make bunny rabbits blush. They can lay 30,000 eggs once a week.
Now they compete with red snapper, grouper, and flounder for resources, threatening Florida's fisheries and economy. But not if Jacksonville's Brandon Traub gets his way.
What's the key to spearing the biggest lionfish?
The key to spearing the biggest lionfish is probably just getting in the water and finding them and shooting them.
A rock solid plan. Peter Hayden, WJCT News.